4. The Incarnation, making 2, 1. And so certain unworthy children of Michael, who had accused their Creator Father of selfishly seeking rulership and indulged the insinuation that the Creator Son was arbitrarily and autocratically upheld in power by virtue of the unreasoning loyalty of a deluded universe of subservient creatures, were to be silenced forever, and left confounded and disillusioned by the life of self-forgetful service which the Son of God now entered upon as the Son of Man, all the while subject to the will of the Paradise Father. But make no mistake, Christ Michael, while truly a dual-origin being, was not a double personality. He was not God in association with man, but rather God incarnate in man. And he was always just that combined being. The only progressive factor in such a non-understandable relationship was the progressive, self-conscious realization and recognition, by the human mind, of this fact of being God and man. Christ Michael did not progressively become God. God did not, at some vital moment in the earth life of Jesus, become man. Jesus was God and man, always and even forevermore. And this God and this man were, and now are, one, even as the Paradise Trinity of three beings is in reality one deity. Never lose sight of the fact that the supreme spiritual purpose of the Michael bestowal was to enhance the revelation of God. Urantia mortals have varying concepts of the miraculous, but to us who live as citizens of the local universe, there are few miracles, and of these, by far the most intriguing are the incarnational bestowals of the Paradise Sons. The appearance in and on your world, by apparently natural processes, of a divine Son, we regard as a miracle, the operation of universal laws beyond our understanding. Jesus of Nazareth was a miraculous person. In and through all this extraordinary experience, God the Father chose to manifest himself as he always does, in the usual way, in the normal, natural, and dependable way of divine acting.